early in the morning, not wanting anyone to know what he had done. He had stolen Bede's bones and brought them back to Durham. At first they were placed in Cuthbert's shrine, but when Cuthbert's body was brought into the new Norman Cathedral of Durham, Bede's bones were put in a separate shrine alongside Cuthbert. Then in 1370, when an even grander shrine was made for Cuthbert, Bede was transferred to the Galilee Chapel, where women worshipped and pilgrims gathered, and still gather, before making their way up to Cuthbert's shrine. There Bede lies to this day. On his tomb is carved an old monkish rhyme. Hac sunt in fossa, Bedi venerabilis ossa. In this grave lie the bones of the worthy Bede. Truly, a great Anglo-Saxon, scholar, Christian, and human being.
That was Lillian Groves, senior guide at Durham Cathedral with her portrait of St Bede. Anglo-Saxon Portraits continues tomorrow night with the writer David Armand's retelling of the life of fellow Northumbrian Cadman, the earliest surviving poet in English. That's tomorrow night at the same time, a quarter to 11. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
From the debut album that he made at the age of 74, that is Senegal's A Blind and Die to Your Son, and a song offering sage advice for successful relationships based on trust and mutual understanding. Welcome to another week of Late Junction. Before we hear a delicate piece for Celeste, which sounds to me rather like raindrops falling on ice, here is Raul Barbosa, who's an ambassador of the chamamé music of northeast Argentina, but going French here with the fellow accordionist Daniel Colleen and a piece called Indifférence. Thank you. That's a piano miniature by Karen Tanaka called Lavender Field, as played by Talia Myers. And following on from Another Shore, a piece for Celeste and Electronic Delay by the Californian composer Philip Schroeder. Well, on Thursday this week, we're going to have the latest Late Junction session for you. And this is a collaboration between the accordionist Martin Green, whose name you all know from the Scottish trio Lau, and also the sitar player and composer Shima Mukherjee. She uses her sitar for all different styles of music, including jazz and dance music, as well as classical, and in this case, folk music. Here she is, joined by Chris Wood, Eliza and Martin Carthy, and this is their version of the English folk song Cold, Haily, Rainy Night.
Him in, she kissed her true love cheek and chin. She's took him between the sheets again, and she opened and she let him in. Oh, then she's blessed the rainy night, cold, daily, windy night. Then she's blessed the rainy night that she opened and she let him in.
Cold, Hailey, Rainy Nights, as performed by Chris Wood, Eliza and Martin Carthy, The Young Coppers and Trans Global Underground, for whom Shima Mukherjee plays sitar. And that's from the first album that the group made under the name The Imagined Village. More from Shima Mukherjee in tomorrow night's programme, and then on Thursday you can hear her in an exclusive Late Junction session with the accordionist Martin Green. Here's one of the pieces in which the great electroacoustician Bernard Parmigiani began experimenting with the nature of sound itself. He created a suite called De Natura Sonorum, with this piece resembling flying over a landscape and experiencing different layers of sound from a great height. Music by Deirdre Mackay, setting the 17 words of Samuel Beckett's poem Dieppe. Again, the last ebb, the dead shingle, the turning, and then the steps towards the lights of old. What a wonderful expression that is, the lights of old. It was sung by the National Chamber Choir of Ireland and followed on from Géologie Sonore by Bernard Parmigiani. And we'll hear another of those pieces in Thursday night's programme. Here's an early piece of work by the American vocal experimenter Meredith Monk. She describes this as something of an invocation.
Anye yele la nyonfe ante nyonga herefe anye yele la nyonfe ante nyonga herefe ikake faden sagoye ode yu ka heraye ikake faden sagoye ode yu ka heraye nae nani beka utaye
Jigin tanu,
nani.
Jukono jigin tanu,
nani.
nyana kwa chugu ya ninye Ati sabali hramundu nema
That's Mali's Madanan Jai, and a song urging people to stop being selfish and instead take care of the world and those people in need. A song called Nani, meaning comfort me, and that following on from the voice of Meredith Monk. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And next month, we'll see the release of the latest piece of work from Balake Sissoko, who's another of Mali's great musicians. And with so much trouble and unrest in Mali at the moment, he's chosen to simply call this new album At Peace. From it, this is a duet for kora and guitar called Bubalaka. Thank you. Balake Sissoko and Aboubakar Diabaté, and a gentle duet called Boubalaka. This album, At Peace, is going to be released on the 11th of February, and you'll find it on the No Format label. All details will be on the playlist posted on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Mitzi Meyerson and music by the 18th century German composer Gottlieb Muffat. And that is the finale to his third suite for harpsichord. The web address is, of course, bbc.co.uk/radio3. Follow the links from there to the Late Junction page. There you'll find the playlist. And, of course, you can also listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Now, very often in the history of a country, there are key musicians who come to represent the very heart and soul of their homeland. And that was certainly the case when it came to Amália Rodrigues and the Portuguese Fado. She became known not just for championing the traditional music, but also for commissioning young composers to write new material too. This is one by Raul Ferrau called Marcha de Lisboa.
cidade flutua no mar da minha canção. Passeiam na rua pedaços de lua que caem do meu balão. Deixa Lisboa folgar, não há mal que me arrefeça. A rir e a cantar, cabeça no ar, eu hoje perco a cabeça. Lisboa nasceu pertinho do céu, toda embalada na fé. Lavou-se no rio, ai, 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 menina, foi batizada na Sé. Já se fez mulher e hoje o que ela quer é trovar e dar ao pé. Vaidosa ladina, ai, 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 menina, mas que linda que ela é. Dizem que eu velhinha sou, há 8 séculos nascida. Nessa que eu não vou, por mim não passou nem a morte, nem a vida. Um pajem me fez um fado, um vale me leu a sina. Não ter namorado, nem dor, nem cuidado, e ficar sempre menina. Lisboa nasceu pertinho do céu, toda embalada na fé. Lavou-se no rio, ai, 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 menina, foi batizada na Sé. Já se fez mulher e hoje o que ela quer é trovar e dar ao pé. Vaidosa ladina, ai, 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 menina, mas que linda que ela é. Já se fez mulher e hoje o que ela quer é trovar e dar ao pé. Vaidosa ladina, ai, 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 menina, mas que linda que ela é.
It's truly a great voice, isn't it? Amália Rodrigues with Marcha de Lisboa, recorded in 1956. And that's from a new compilation from the label Frimo and Associates, charting Rodrigues' career in the decade where she was really in her prime and becoming famous the world over. This is a double album, and the styles it charts are really quite fascinating. Here's a track she recorded for a film called Anna, the song El Negro Zumbón.
Bailar el nuevo compás, dicen todos cuando me ven pasar.
Chica, ¿dónde vas?
Me voy pa' bailar el bayón. Tengo ganas de bailar el nuevo compás, dicen todos cuando me ven pasar.
Chica, ¿dónde vas?
Me voy pa' bailar el bayón. Tengo ganas de bailar al nuevo compás, dicen todos cuando me ven pasar.
Chica, ¿dónde vas?
Me voy pa' bailar el bayón. Tengo ganas de bailar el nuevo compás, dicen todos cuando me ven pasar.
Chica, ¿dónde vas?
Me voy pa' bailar el bayón. el Bayón.
Thank you.
really quite impressive, isn't it, being able to whistle and play the violin to such a high standard. It's the work of the virtuosic Hungarian violinist Felix Lojko and a piece of his called Amor Danok. Before that, you heard a lovely folia called Folia Gallegas by Santiago de Murcia as played by Daniel and Pablo Zapico. I'm Verity Sharp and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. The traditional bluegrass song Greasy Coat, as played and sung by Laura Cortese with the fiddlers Brittany Haas and Hanneke Cassell, and that's from Laura Cortese's acoustic project. One of the greatest ballad singers from the Appalachian tradition was Hedy West, and this is her recording of the murder ballad Frankie Silvers. Frankie Silvers was found guilty of murdering her husband in the 1830s and was said to have written these words while she was in jail awaiting her execution. Hedy West sings it here to the hymn tune Devotion.
How dark and dismal are my days. How hath my glories fled away. The sun goes down, my days are past, and I must leave this world at last. Judge Daniel has my sentence passed. These prison walls I'll leave at last. Nothing to cheer my drooping head until I number with the dead. For weeks and days I spent my time a planning out this awful crime. 'Twas on that dark and awful night I put his body out of sight. His feeble hands fell gently down. His clattering tongue had lost its sound. To see his soul and body part, it strikes a terror to my heart. My awful mind and soul just roll. My little child, God bless its soul. All you that are of Adam's race, don't let this crime my child disgrace. Farewell, good people, you may see what my bad conduct brought on me. To die in shame and sad disgrace before the world of Adam's race. All you that see and on me gaze, be careful how you awful crime.
Well, that's Brian Eno's oral evocation of Leek's Hills in Suffolk, where he used to play. and explore as a child. It's a very small forest, which to him at the time seemed very large indeed. It's a piece he created in the late 1970s called Unfamiliar Winds, using plastic whirly tubes, a bass guitar and several thousand frogs. Before that, you heard Hedy West and the Ballad of Frankie Silvers. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening to Late Junction. I'll be back at 11 o'clock tomorrow night, and just leave you now with a lamentation by Palestrina as sung by Nordic Voices. Till tomorrow, good night.
Hello, welcome again to Radio 3 Through the Night with me, John Shea, and for the first 2 hours today, a 2011 performance of Puccini's Tosca from Covent Garden, with Angela Gheorghiu as Tosca, who is herself an opera singer, the tenor Jonas Kaufmann as her lover Mario Cavaradossi, and the baritone Bryn Terrivel as the sadistic police chief Scarpia. Antonio Pappano conducts the Royal Opera House Chorus and Orchestra. Act 1 is set in the church where Cavaradossi is painting a portrait of the Madonna. An escaped prisoner bursts in on the run from Scarpia. It's Cavaradossi's friend Angelotti, whom he helps to hide from the suspicious sacristan. When Tosca herself arrives, her jealousy is aroused by the portrait's resemblance to another woman, the Marchesa Attavanti, who is Angelotti's sister. A cannon shot announces that Scarpia has discovered Angelotti's escape. Scarpia himself then arrives and uses the chance discovery of the Marchesa's fan to arouse Tosca's jealousy. The act ends with the Te Deum, dominated by the same crashing chords that cast Scarpia's shadow over the opera's opening bars.
Accetti di spirro in ogni volto. La pila, la colonna, a piè della Madonna mi scrisse mia sorella. Ah.
chancilla domini. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, et verbum caro factum est, sed habitavit in nobis. Recito l'Angelus. Sante folle il suo ritratto. Di quell'ignota che di passati a brigar cui venia tutta devota in Dio.
È vero che tanto l'era infervorata nella sua preghiera che io ne pensi non vista il bel sembiante.
Fuori, Satana, fuori!
Dammi colori!
Sensi en confondi.